Hello, this is Susan Piper. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. It's Victoria here. My question is this. I've been wanting to do Tara Rock therapy for many years, and last year got the opportunity to start it. More recently, I've wanted to learn in the Shambhala lineage, and I'm wondering whether or not to continue with both. There are cost implications, both in terms of time and money, to do both, but I was thinking more from a spiritual point of view, whether or not it's better to focus on one particular path. Thank you.
Hi, Victoria. Thank you for your question, and how fortunate that you found two practices, two paths that call you. That is wonderful. And I can understand sort of wanting to just deep dive into one of them. There's an analogy in the world of romance, which is I'm dating two people and I really like them both. They're different, but they're both awesome. How do I know which one I should be with or when I should make a choice to go with this one and not that one? And so the answer to your question is akin to how one would answer that question about relationships, which is, I don't know, but at some point you will know. And in the meantime, stay awake, stay attuned, notice what calls to you, notice what makes your heart overflow, notice what makes you feel stronger, more fierce, and more gentle, and trust that at some point you will know. Either these are both great, I still don't know what to do, or this is the one for me, and I'm going to make a commitment to it, and I will still always love you, other practice, and perhaps stay connected through readings and teachings, but my primary commitment is to this other relationship. Sometimes you get this insight rather quickly, and sometimes you don't. So that's cool. Stay with it. Don't rush the decision. Don't make lists of pros and cons and then tally them and choose the one with the most pros, because that's not how it works in love or spiritual practice. It's just at some point you will know. And you can trust yourself. You can absolutely trust yourself. I trust you. Your devotion, your commitment is unflagging. So take your time and see what happens. Thank you for that question, and I wish you well, and I look forward to hearing how it goes. If you want to ask me your question about spirituality or Buddhism or meditation, I'd love to hear it. You can go to my website, susanpiver.com, and look for the Ask Susan podcast icon and leave me your question. And if you want to practice meditation with me, please sign up for the Open Heart Project, and I would love to practice with you. Thank you.